No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in, hour two of Old School, same crew, DPJ, Austin Orman with you, brought to you by who, Jay?
The Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredient Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Old Cheney / Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Every type of meat, every type of cut.
What's the best cut?
I like tomahawk.
Whatever's now, on
taste. Obviously, the regular. I mean, obviously, the filet is obviously the one that you know you want to have wine with, but I like a ribeye though.
So if you're sending listeners to
yeah, ribeye.
Go get the ribeye.
Ribeye.
What are they getting with the ribeye from the store, from the deli?
Well, I mean, they always change it up. If I'm going to see, let me see. Depends on what they have pre-made stuff. So mm-hmm. I like their, they had a really good, I like the broccoli, like when they have that broccoli salad.
It's the husbands out there and they just trying to make wifey happy. So she don't have
Then you probably need the, especially around here, you probably need to get. They got big old potatoes in there, so mm-hmm. I get the potatoes. Mm-hmm. Then you gotta cook them the way that you like to cook them. And for the youngsters, I would get some more of the family size pre-made pasta stuff.
See, we need the Foreman package.
Yeah,
they need the Foreman package.
We've been talking about Jake. You need to have
for
the,
years.
You need to have the
2.5 years since I've been here, and Jake's still not.
You need to have the code and the package. Because we could name them. One week it'd be the goal line package. The other week it'd be the third down.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'd be the Foreman special.
Yeah, the 56.
Like matches the game of the week.
Yeah, matches the game or the Nebraska game of the week, right. Or the theme of the week.
Right.
Like the special teams knockout.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, for Kansas City, you know.
Oh, it's straight ribs. You know what time it is. And wings.
Right.
And wings. That's easy. The wings travel easy. The brisket, you got to cook it here. Nah, you can't be bringing that on the road.
Should we give that
the local down there. We're taking the Mercado.
I'm inspiration from them.
Yes, but we're taking the Mercado chicken, ribs, the Kansas City.
Mercado Monday. Do we need to, should we send the text to Nick Sainert or to Austin Orman?
To do what?
Or to Jake Sorensen.
What text?
To make this thing happen. Like for them to drive over to the Mercado.
Make Nick do it.
Right?
Yeah. He looked, you know, Nick likes to eat.
Sir.
No, I'm just playing.
Sir. Sir.
Let Nick go in there and let Mr. Upgrade go in there and upgrade to the Jay Foreman, you know, code JF44.
Yeah.
That's your code. Then you be in there.
That should be a layup.
It would increase sales, especially on the home games with the wings. Ooh. And you got, I think, Akron games like 6:30. Oh.
Or to have Austin come up with the perfect tailgate package from Mercado.
Done.
Oh, we can do that.
Right?
You know what? Yeah. We're going to do that. We're going to come up with a Kansas City special. The one that you can take, because Nebraska people will be able to tailgate down there, right?
I hope so.
Well, but you want to, like, you want it, we want this to be what everybody on their back porch, if they're watching at home.
Oh, we're going to have both. Right? We're going to have your roadie package.
Yep.
And then we're going to have the one that you would have in your garage when you have people in there. Mm-hmm. That's when you really get down. That's when you do the brisket, especially for the first game. Because you know people are taking Wednesday off because the game's on Thursday. So you got it all weekend. Mm-hmm. So then we're going to hit you with the weekend package too.
But that's you have to have something that's grillable.
On the road.
You don't need to smoke it. If they're at home, like if they're going to get it Thursday afternoon to put on the grill.
Oh, we got a Thursday afternoon. We got, right? That's called the two-minute drive.
There we go.
That's the Thursday afternoon is a two-minute drive. That's because you work too long. You had to return some emails, and he's like, you know what? I got people coming over, so I need something quick to throw on the grill, but it's got to be tasty.
Scrum diddly-umptious. He said it.
We're not going to dwell on this, but again, the question is still out there. What brand of smoker should Jay Foreman get? 402-464.
We got a leader in the clubhouse.
Is this a Schaefer's thing? Right? Is this another Schaefer sponsorship? Like, this is the Foreman recommended grill. Right,
Where do you buy grills at around here? Like real ones. If I get I can't be buying one. It need to be pre-assembled, and it needs to be delivered. I will season it and
say it louder for the people in the back because yeah. I am not a grill. I am not a griller put together guy.
No, we passed. Look, we're past the days that you went and got one and you can put it together, throw two hamburgers on there.
Right,
we need a real deal one.
Who does that? So text line, let us know. Who should we approach for grills? Because this has to be a fully sponsored on the grill itself and what we're putting on the grill.
Fire up the grill with Foreman.
And then Uncle Kevin can put together the items that you drink with that particular package of meat from Certified Piedmontese. So this is three segments a week.
And then we're going to grill. And then we're going to have a vlog out here. Me and Kevin are just going to bring you into just
the nirvana,
how we do it.
We're going
to bring you to heaven. Me and Kevin.
That
Kevin
right.
and Jay. Whatever, KJ, whatever you want. JK, KJ, we up in there.
JK, right. BBQ.
Yes, hey, it's on and popping.
We have this from Gus Mohawk on the text line. He says, I already got my ticket to my tailgate spot. I've never been to Arrowhead, though. What's the atmosphere like as a player and as a fan?
As a fan, you're going to be like, what was the bear that used to smell the honey in the old cartoon?
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be so much barbie. It's the most
distracting. See, I'm a Yogi Bear dude. I was like thinking Yogi.
It's the most distracting place to be because when you used to come over the bridge to go to the stadium, you would be smelling it at the stoplight. You know what I mean? I've never been there fan.
It's spread out.
It's an NFL stadium, so it's a lot. It's a lot of ground, right? And it's, you know, the Royals are there, so you're going to be able to extend over there. It's going to be, only reason I have any tailgating experiences down in Houston, I would go do appearances, get there early and just take it all in. That's going to be fun. But
Was it less embarrassing getting a chicken sandwich from them than
DC? If you in Houston, when you go and do all these like appearances, it's like, if you don't eat there, they feel like it's disrespect.
They're offended.
Yeah. So by the time you go in the game, you hammered and you already full. You ready to go to sleep.
That's every parking lot tailgate. The first one we went to was actually RG3's game down there, rookie year. Mm. Matter of fact, might have been his career opener down there in Houston. And Becky and I walked. We parked far away. It was raining. It was a storm. So they had the dome on the stadium. We got out of the car and start walking to the stadium. It was probably a 20-minute walk. In that 20-minute walk, to say that we were pulled into 8 different tailgates.
Oh, that's a low number.
Like 8 different ones. Well, once you could stop.
Yeah.
And either like Austin, to have somebody hand you a hot dog off the grill. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you want this? And then you turn around and somebody gives you a plate with 5 wings on it.
Yeah.
Nick and I had that going into state baseball.
Yeah, and then here's
not the same at Werner, I'm sure.
Hey, we're doing shots. Yeah. You know, we got the three gentlemen. We're just gonna line these up for you. Yeah, that was
it's NFL is different because I mean college is like more like energy, like you know, homegrown, right? Intent, you know what I'm saying? It's like
better tailgates.
I'm thinking that the Houston game for Robert Griffin III would have been his third year, 2014 week one, 17-6 Redskins over the Texans.
Yes. Yes.
So here's the funny thing. So Houston's the stadium is like right off of like one of the busy, like off of Kirby.
And the hotel attached to it.
They don't, they've now removed that because now they have the big convention center. So they have, it's right off of Kirby. But across the street is the indoor facility. Then you have like, you know, commercial businesses and all that. Well, all those are tailgate spots. And then you have parking. Well, then once you get down to the other big street, you didn't hit eight different places and neighborhoods, apartments and everything. So when you park, you think you park in, or DP was 20 minutes away, it's walk away. It's really not that far.
Right.
It's essentially from 8th Street to 12th. It's an hour. And then once you get on site.
It's a party. It is. Houston parties. I guess. I don't know what's the better tailgate, college or pro.
It just kind of, it's two different atmospheres. You have the young energy of college and, you know, Blur does a really good job, but Houston's like, you got Blur on steroids. Then you got people that really can cook. Here's also the really unique thing about Houston, which was, I think it was Katrina. So you had a lot of people that end up staying in Houston. Mm-hmm. So it's not just that, like, generally it was, you think of Texas barbecue, right? It's more a more drier rub, different type of barbecue. Well, then now you got the people from New Orleans in there that have now are Houstonians, you know, or, you know, now they're natives. So now you get all that in there.
What,
with like mixed in
it? The best tailgate food I've ever eaten was Houston Papa Doe catered.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
And it, sir.
Ain't nothing like somebody sir. From New Orleans making homemade gumbo.
Sir.
And they take it. They take that stuff serious.
It was different.
No chitlins, though.
Nah.
Sir. I don't know which ones. Like, LSU tailgate was remarkable.
That's probably.
Every year in Omaha, they bring everything.
That's probably along the lines of NFL tech. The difference is the NFL stadiums is way more land. Mm-hmm. It, you know, I mean, heck, I was talking about, you remember when Jake Sorensen went down there? Remember the Dolphins? They had stripper poles out there. Yeah. Jake, did you get distracted?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Jake, eyes over here. Right. Over here. Hello.
Was this while he was single, or was he? Elizabeth.
Corny Jake. Oh, well, I've never seen that before in Lincoln.
Guess we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. Yeah.
I don't know. I hate tailgates at some NFL spaces now, like FedEx. I would rather not. The old RFK tailgates down where you were parked backed up to the Potomac River, and folks are, you could, they would take milk jugs, empty the milk, rinse it out, and bring moonshine for you to get it in. It was amazing. Like, you would have a senator next to a congressman, next to a lawyer, next to a barber, and you were going to have everything. I don't know. FedEx doesn't do that. Baltimore, crabs and crab cake, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if you've never tailgated with people.
You got to go down in the Ravens. They're going to be, hey, you better be with somebody from Baltimore.
And everybody has wings at their Baltimore. Yeah. Because Hooters makes for everybody.
It's crack. And plus the Ravens are good, but you can't tell the whole city of Baltimore nothing.
Yeah.
Do not wear the opposing team's like jersey in Baltimore.
Like, you can tailgate walking through the neighborhoods of Baltimore. Because people are grilling out front and in the driveways. So you walk up, the stadium is extra stuff. But walking through the streets, and there are neighborhoods nearby that
like
you
a
can
block
walk.
Party.
Yep, and it is.
Am I invited?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. They would like.
Yeah.
Well, just wear Colts gear. They would just think you're old school. There they would go. Just think your dad's from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's a go. Oh, he old school.
Yeah.
He old school. He you niggas.
Right. Mad Dog Mike Curtis and stuff. Right.
Yeah. We're getting votes in here for Green Bay tailgating. I just can't a cold tailgater. It just can't be worth it after a certain point.
Maybe I'm not a true tailgater fan, but fireballs or whatever.
But they drink more at the cold tailgate.
Yeah,
they drink more. There's no other truth.
I've never seen more drunk people in my life than a Minnesota Vikings Green Bay game. I used to just look at people like those
Bears.
How are you going to work tomorrow?
Bears.
I'm sure the Bears. Yeah,
the old Soldier Field. Sausage, sauerkraut, kielbasa, and beer.
Woo.
Listen, man, this dude had a mobile pizza oven. A mobile pizza oven. I'm telling you, bro, I was like, I just stood and applauded. I was like, I appreciate the fact that you came up with this. And people, there's a line. Like, there's a line. This dude, I remember them asking how many pies he made that day. And it wasn't the deep dish stuff. It was slices. But he would make full pizzas. But he would give it's once four slices per pie. And he said, yeah, I'll make 800 pies today.
Dang.
He ain't watching no game.
No, he was out. Yeah, he was posted up, bro. He was good to go.
Bada Bing on YouTube says, I used to live in the Bay and would go to Raiders games at the Coliseum. Some of the best tailgates ever. After the game, we shut that thing down. Security really didn't care too much.
Raiders, okay. Different. The four areas of California all have different tailgates. San Diego was at the old Jack Murphy, where mariachi bands, there's like four mariachi bands walking around, tequila everywhere. How much tequila you need to drink? All the tequila.
One more till the next one.
Bruh, they are just lining you up. San Francisco, it's wine and cheese, but let me tell you, none of it's cheap. All of it's good. The Raiders, it's a different deal. It's burgers and every nine-layer dip you could possibly imagine, right? And then L.A. proper. Don't waste your time going to an L.A. proper tailgate. Don't do it. I'm sorry. Apologize to people in advance, because if you've been to the others, you go, like, I think that's bottom five in the whole NFL.
That's just too corporate.
Yeah.
It just looks corporate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they definitely ain't getting anything on
that. And who was it? Was Mad Dog his boy Leonard DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Showing up out of nowhere?
Bruh. But that's why people tailgate for the Rams, as to who shows up.
Yeah.
It's not like the LA Raiders different. The LA Raiders was different than the Oakland Raiders, right? Entirely different tailgate. Go to the Bay and listen, they got it in. Different smell. There's a different smell at a Raiders tailgate. Even in Vegas, it smells like Oakland. It's like, wait a minute. That is four different blends right there. Jay Foreman would just, his feet would never touch the ground. The aroma would pick him up.
But by the time you get to the other side of the stadium, you got munchies already.
Right? Like, it's like the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
That was like, you just went,
the devil's lettuce.
Wacky weedus everywhere.
The devil's lettuce.
So underrated tailgate spots outside of the mainline ones.
Philadelphia.
Underrated.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think I'm sure Philly's
Philly,
especially now.
Subs and steaks.
Yeah.
Subs and steak. Like you're gonna eat in Philly. You're gonna eat in Philly.
Giants or Jets?
Jets. Giants fans are too.
They're like. Yeah, they're a little up.
That's like Creighton and Nebraska. Same area, not the same. Not the same. Like Jets fans.
I'd love to go to a Creighton football tailgate sometime.
sir.
Excuse me.
We'll have none of that, sir. Get him. get him. I mean, think about it.
I bet you Nashville or the Tennessee Titans is pretty cool. Ooh, Nashville's a good party town, so I'm sure.
Yeah, until it gets cold.
Yeah, but I'm sure they got like bands out. I'm sure that's probably pretty good, right? I just assume.
Oh, they have concerts.
Yeah.
So New Orleans is top five, period. No matter what, you go to a Saints game, they start the party Friday. By the time you get to game time, it on Sunday. And then afterwards, it just never ends, especially if they win. It never ends. It is a New Orleans party. That's just how what the get down is. Atlanta, disappointing.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, but yeah.
Seattle? Charlotte. Seattle's top five.
Okay.
Seattle's top five. One, because of the stadium. But their fans, as much as Buffalo fans like to say that they're the fans of the NFL, right, the way they get in, throwing themselves through tables and other sort of whatnot, the level of alcohol consumption. But Seattle fans, they're just happy. They're happy to be there. They expect to win. Like, they're loud. They're maybe the loudest stadium in the NFL.
They brag about their records.
Right? But can I say this? Oh, I'll say this one. Them and the Titans have – the Titans, Seahawks, and Dolphins have the most attractive fans. I'm just going to leave that there. Like, you go to a game, it's like – oh, only attractive people buy season tickets here? Is that what y'all doing? This is, you know, you're just like, your head's spinning. You're just going, well, good. good on y'all.
Guess that's what we're doing.
Money G says Tennessee has the bourbon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, your personality. And I'm not mad at Nebraska tailgate. But I think if you had to rank the Big Ten conference, and now you have to remove USC and UCLA because their tailgates are terrible,
if existent,
right? Like it's just there's other stuff to do. Maryland is terrible.
So it's easier to eliminate, I think, than
right.
Oregon probably not great.
No,
really?
Yeah. Oh, really? It's the lettuce. It's the lettuce. Like
Northwestern,
you get the good blend. You're having a great time on an Oregon.
Northwestern is going to change the game because their new stadium has like a bar. It has like a float. It has like a bar in the stadium. It has
it's
like
not
a,
here yet, so I'm not going
to
give them credit.
Well, this new stadium is supposed to be the top of all Big Ten stadiums when it's done.
Purdue, too busy at the library.
But Indiana, we got it.
Anymore? Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Saner was done dealing.
Penn State, what else is there to do? So probably got to be decent.
Deep numbers.
They got moonshine out there.
Yeah, right? Deep numbers.
Ohio State doesn't strike me as great tailgate.
Nope.
Michigan, so-so, right?
You know what? Ohio State gets it in, but it just wasn't impressive. Like, it felt like
it
should have.
The campus is too big.
Yeah, it felt like you have to walk across a lot to get to into the Buckeye Stadium. Rutgers, no.
So Michigan State over Michigan, so I would guess.
Nebraska's best. Really? And you know what Minnesota gets credit for is because of Dinky Town, and it's so close to Dinky Town. They got some good bars leading up to their stadium.
Though. Yeah.
But is it really?
Is it tailgating or is it pregame?
It feels homey.
Because you say the same thing for Wisconsin. Good tailgating and good pregame.
Wisconsin's fans are crazy.
But doesn't it feel homey?
They
checked up.
Minneapolis feels like, oh, y'all are happy we here.
Minneapolis feels like you're not even on campus, but you are on campus. Now, Wisconsin is I always tell the story. I ate 50 million bratwurst down there and had the ball of my life. That's why I got that drink. For every spotted cow, I ate a bratwurst. Every two spotted cows, I ate a bratwurst. And the game was when they had Russell Wilson in there. And the game was at night. So you up all, we up all day. And so then the game was close. Then I left the game because then we started losing so bad. When was it Monty Ball started scoring on the touches? I just went back over and started
back at it.
Yeah, start back at it. Just drink your sorrows away.
Is that, are they in your top third? So I think it's top third. Like Big Ten, everything is top third, bottom third, middle just, third. Who's your top third?
I'd probably say Nebraska, Wisconsin, Ohio State. I don't know enough about Penn State. I'm sure Penn State's pretty good.
Yeah, there. It's okay.
Nebraska, Wisconsin.
Wait, what about
Iowa, Minnesota, Washington? Penn State, Washington?
Right,
Washington. They got their boats. They got their boats.
Yeah, Washington's fun. It's fun, and there's nothing else going on. Like, you're – oh, like they're happy. Like I think that's a big part of it. Do you feel like they're happy? Are they happy they're there? And then are they happy that you're there?
Yeah. And you might be able to throw Minnesota in just because of the way their stadium is set up. And they have a pretty good light rail system that you can go from there downtown. So it's kind of extended. They get the best of both worlds.
Austin, you got a ton of text. There's some really
Husker Stew says a lame place was the Big House. Wisconsin at top of the Big Ten says Mississippi Mud Dog. And Joe B says Michigan State has to be top third.
Oh, man. You know what? We just bypassed East Lansing.
I tried to say Michigan State over Michigan.
Yeah,
I believe
that. Yeah, because they just built different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little brother complex.
Yeah, they really got to get it in.
Big brother's the star of the show. You know, he's the lawyer. He's all buttoned up. Little brother's got to be the opposite.
East Lansing was fun.
It's the woodshed, man.
It was fun. It was.
I bet you Michigan State's got a good when they're, especially when they're rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably fun.
Mark D'Antonio tailgating.
Yeah, when they were legit. Yeah. And they had that whole mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bubba says, Jay, you need to go down to Canyon Joe's barbecue and talk to them about smokers. Listen.
Where is Canyon Joe's? Is that in Lincoln?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's a big thing that they may be another one that we could do
that way.
Yeah. We could have like a tailgate package, maybe there, Mulberries. Like, let maybe do it. You know what we need to do before Kansas City? Let's challenge all the barbecue places to make the best tailgate package. And we do a taste test. We do a sample.
I'm in.
I'm down with that.
Right?
We'll go to break. We will get this set up.
I'm the harshest critic.
And we will have a blast on Old School when this gets set up. More of the show in a sec.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Rolling right along through Old School, this segment of the show brought to you by the great people down at Heartland of Nebraska Windows. They're based out of Hallam, Nebraska, and they offer a free estimate, full window replacements, all vinyl triple pane windows, and a lifetime warranty on everything while keeping their prices affordable. Heartland of Nebraska Windows is locally and family owned with their own team of installers. Give them a call today for more info, 402-430-3852. You can also learn more online at heartlandofnebraskawindows.com.
Austin, I do have one thing for Jay. We had somebody drop off shirts. And some of the other folks may have stolen the shirts.
There's a bag and back that looks like it should have shirts in it.
Right. So he says he's a history teacher by day. He runs a little t-shirt side hustle. He thought he'd bless us guys with some of the best sellers just for fun. Tried to pick things that he thought everybody was going to like. Not sure about the sizes. If you want to make a switch them out, feel free to let him know. Make sure that the 95 guys get first crack at the goats. So they may have been there. They may not be there. Thanks for blessing our town and bringing joy to our commutes. If you want anything switched up, let me know. Go Big Red Dusty at Two Seam. And you can follow him at Two Seam Merch on Twitter, Two Seam Merch at Gmail. If you want to reach out to him, TwoSeamMerch.com for quality shirts. So we need to at the, on the next break, go into that bag and see what's there,
yeah,
and see if we can do anything for Dusty and the game, right?
How about it?
Yeah, we appreciate that, man.
How about it? Do we want NFL or college football, gents? Ball's in your court.
We can do NFL. I'm sure college football's been combed over, right?
Maybe to some degree.
I think so. Hey, I got you.
I'm putting myself on mute. Jay Foreman is owned me. I'm off the show.
I got you, Austin. I got you. I've been waiting to do that, man.
Oh, man.
So all right, go ahead. NFL, I'll just mess with you.
All right. 2025 quarterback tiers. 50 voters from The Athletic. 6 GMs, 6 assistant GMs, 6 former GMs, 5 executives, 8 head coaches, 19 other coaches voted. 5 quarterbacks in tier 1 described as a quarterback who can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations. He has no real holes in his game. 5 quarterbacks in tier 1. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, tied for number 1, both the unanimous tier 1 selections. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Matthew Stafford round out tier 1, according to that group of 50 surveyed.
Who are the surveyors? Do we know who they are?
We do not have the names, but again, the breakdown is 6 current GMs, 6 current assistant GMs, 6 former GMs, 5 other executives, 8 head coaches, and 19 other coaches, including 15 coordinators.
Jay Foreman, I'm gonna get out your way. And
all of them. I'm just not a Matthew Stafford fan.
Guys should have been unanimous tier ones.
Yeah.
They all have a flaw.
I don't see how Matthew Stafford
over Goff.
I mean, both of them I think are tier two.
Your next 5 in tier 2. Jaden Daniels at number 6 in his debut. They don't put rookies on this, so this you have to have played at least a year. So Jaden Daniels debuts at number 6.
Okay.
Justin Herbert at 7, Jared Goff at 8, and then CJ Stroud and Jalen Hurts in a tie for 9.
Dang. It's a tough crowd. Super Bowl champion, 2 trips to the Super Bowl. You ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. he's still getting that doubt. I think Jalen Hurts will go up to number 1 I think he validates it. But the way that Philly uses him in the way that he, I think the way he plays the quarterback position is a little mix of old school, very, very cerebral. Then he has a little RPO action. And I think he's actually gotten better as a passer. I think the biggest thing for him is to make sure that he's, healthy and then he can throw the ball. I think he's a guy that he's kind of like Lamar Jackson was 3, 4, or 5 years, whenever it was.
Mm-hmm.
People had the same doubts about him. You get that owner, GM, and team that's willing to kind of work through that with you. And then now Lamar Jackson is a legit passer, pocket passer, legit. That's not the asterisk by him. I think all those guys in that second tier are good to go. The biggest guy I'm going to watch this year is CJ Stroud. He just looked a little off last year. Now, I think obviously they got a new offensive coordinator, but I think they lost their rhythm last year. And again, it's the sophomore slump, but then because the expectations after you do it your rookie year, and we've seen it here in Nebraska with Adrian, is you could be in year 3 and they keep referring back to what you did your first year, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger and better, but everybody else starts to catch on to you a little bit. So CJ Stroud, I think, has all the qualities. Now, does he have the supporting cast, in particular the offensive line?
The thing that really stands out to me as I keep going through this is maybe I've been the low man on Joe Burrow, and that's to my detriment. I'm just starting to get big Peyton Manning vibes from Joe Burrow. A lot of stats, processor, not the biggest arm, but a good enough arm, pocket-based guy going up against kind of the ultimate winner in the generation in Patrick Mahomes. Now, we know Burrow got one over on Mahomes. Didn't pay it off with the ring against the Rams. Obviously, Matthew Stafford took that one home. But I'm starting to feel like Joe Burrow's kind of next-gen Peyton Manning right now.
Yeah, or Dan Fouts. Or Dan Marino.
I mean, there's Marino, Fouts, Hart. There's a bunch of guys who never got over the hump. Didn't mean they weren't quality. I mean, Sonny Jurgensen. They're guys that sometimes you're just facing Roger Staubach, and it just is. But
you don't have the team around you.
Right.
You know,
right. That, but, and I think that's a part of this, right? That if you switched teams with the quarterbacks, right? If you just rotated the quarterbacks to different teams, the Philadelphia Eagles defensively are going to be the Philadelphia Eagles defensively. And the talent that's on there, you could put any one of the other
top 10 quarterbacks,
in the Philadelphia huddle, and the result kind of looks the same. If you put any of those 10 quarterbacks in the San Diego Chargers, it's going to be kind of the same result. I'm not sure that anybody makes that much difference. I think the Eagles might be better if they had Lamar Jackson. They'd probably be better if they had Patrick Mahomes. But that's kind of the list. Like, if Mahomes was in Buffalo, Buffalo would then be the favorite. Like, I think that's...
Did you know Patrick Mahomes could have been in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Not for a trade.
Yeah, you're going to make them cry. You're going to make them cry. Austin, stop.
Yeah, we're good with Josh Allen. We just got... I think people just don't realize part of being, like, a winner, you know, is that you want a good team. I think some people just think, all right, you quarterback, you're just going to just be just passing for 6,000 yards in a game and nobody can stop you. There's guys that are highly paid, skilled, and their main job is to stop you. And there's other good quarterbacks and other good, you know, offensive guys. I like the list. I think those guys are, the top two tiers. I can't think of anybody else that I would.
Ooh, we have a few more in tier two. I just gave you the top 10. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 more tier two quarterbacks.
I'm sure you got Jordan Love in there.
This is not my list, Jay.
But is he in there?
Baker Mayfield at 11.
I like that too.
Mr. Dak Prescott at 12. Brock Purdy at 14. And Jordan Love at 13. Ligament issue, by the way. He's getting that repaired.
But those are the winners.
Yeah.
That 14 is the top half, or close to the top half, of the NFL. And those are as the conversation we were having the other day, those are the quarterbacks you trust.
Yeah.
More than the guys who are not on that list. And there's a reason. Because the teams have had success. They got to play. They got to compete against each other. Yeah. Right? We remember that Jared Goff was also on the 1-15 Detroit line.
Yeah.
So that part, but his evolution certainly plays into it. Stafford and Goff being traded, that says a thing. Because if, quite frankly, they're both playoff teams. They were both on playoff team.
Yeah.
So they're winners. They're winners. I'm not sure. Tell me Aaron Rodgers is 16 without telling me Aaron Rodgers is 16. Boy, I'm good. You know,
behind
Russ Wilson.
Pocket Hercules.
It should flip-flop Russell Wilson and Pocket Hercules.
Okay.
Pocket Hercules had a good year last year, though.
Tier three. Starts with Pocket Hercules, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, Trevor, Geno, Bo Nix, Sam Darnold. Then you get down to Drake May, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Kirk Cousins. End tier three.
Scrappers.
No Mr. Unlimited. No Rusticulous.
Scrappers. Bo Nix and Aaron A.A. Ron and Pocket Hercules can jump up into tier two.
So can Michael Penix.
Yeah, I mean, he could come out. He can go from 4 to 2. He ain't even been
right. Penix in that space under that offense with the training and the freedom. Yeah. But so could Kirk. Kirk could end up back in the top 12 if he remember they were before he gets hurt. They're leading the division by a game and a half. The injury happens, and then the collapse happens. Atlanta has enough talent and enough movement. That in that division, they could actually be a threat.
Because we all need a laugh, Eric says, where does our guy Danny Dimes land on the list? Eric is a fellow Colts fan as well. So that's where
he's on the future tight ends list. He's in the guys who are going to end up playing tight end.
He's on the Heinrich Harburg plan.
The Mike Tice program, right?
We have Russell Wilson.
That is an all-time classic zinger right there. He said Mike Tice.
Look, they're tight ends that, quite frankly, they make the transition. He was a great Maryland Terrapin quarterback. Great Terrapin quarterback, and they made the switch, and it was a wonderful decision. Fine decision along the way.
Tier four, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Danny Dimes at number 30.
30.
Followed up by Joe Flacco, followed up by Anthony Richardson at 32. Here are some of the quotes from the executives on Anthony Richardson.
That is going to be so good.
I think he's a pipe dream right now. Accuracy is not there. If you want to do college RPO stuff, that's your guy. The stuff last year was not starter quality. Voters remain mystified by his decision to briefly exit the Week 8 game at Houston. That's a tough one to overcome.
He's tired.
He's a freaky athlete for his size, but he's been hurt every year.
Exhausted.
He's not accurate and can't make any of those non-deep ball throws. The Colts are not ready to say that they messed it up, but they are hedging. And the final quote, the Anthony Richardson experiment is over. But there are two quarterbacks ranked below Anthony Richardson.
Okay.
Per general managers.
Okay.
Spencer Rattler.
Oh.
And we have one tier five quarterback.
Oh, no.
Do we care to guess who the one tier five quarterback is?
Oh, no.
Lau from New Orleans.
Tyler.
No rookies are involved in this.
Oh, no.
He is new to his team. Oh, he's been traded a couple times for low round picks.
Man, Jacoby Brissett.
Not Jacoby Brissett. His most notable.
Oh, Jameis.
Not Jameis. His most notable play.
He's above Jameis?
Came in college on a fake slide.
Oh, Kenny Pickett?
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, that's dog, man. They doing my man. He got a bad hamstring.
Jameis Winston is not ranked in this list, nor is Jacoby Brissett.
Who from that list, from the bottom 10 on that list, has the opportunity to end up in the top 12?
So tier four and below is Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Danny Dimes, Joe Flacco, Anthony Richardson, Spencer Rattler, Kenny Pickett.
Oh, it's easy. It's J.J. McCarthy, Penix, and Fields.
Yeah. Ooh, you're still in on Fields.
I am. I'm also a Fields guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Fields guy.
Chicago Bears screwed him over. Look at Harrison back
there. Oh, he's trying to recover. Like his skin, the back of his neck is itching right now. it's itching right now.
I mean, Justin Fields, if he gets them blocking and that defense is playing, I'm telling you, he about to do work.
So are we just kind of hoping that Justin Fields can turn into Jalen Hurts? Like, and probably not that level, but like,
why Hurts not? Light?
Why not?
He never gave
a chance.
I'm
just trying to see the vision. Help me see the vision.
But my whole thing about Justin Fields is,
can he be Kyler Murray? Can Justin Fields become Kyler Murray?
He should be better than Caleb. Caleb should be better than Kyler Murray.
What did Justin Fields do to anybody to deserve to go to the Bears? And then all of a sudden, like, it's like the Bears forgot when he went down there and played at Kansas City and literally almost beat Kansas City by himself. With a at-will coordinator. They put something on Craigslist. It was like, well, we fired the two guys we had. We got to play a game in Kansas City. You want to call your PlayStation place? Sure. Like, this is the problem with the NFL. You get a guy from Ohio State that can, he can throw, obviously. He showed he could throw, but it's more of the RPO. And then you go to Chicago and you're like, well, we need you to be seven-step drop. And then the best thing is, he don't know the playbook. No,
he played in bigger games at Ohio State than he's ever played in Chicago. But against better competition, right? Like, good heavens, man. Meaningful games.
And then it's so bad. He goes and signs, willing to be a backup to get out of Chicago because they drafted the guy that didn't want to be there.
And I'm sure he got a great football education under Matt Canada and Arthur Smith.
Have mercy.
He's like, my body just needs a break.
Have mercy.
From you to me.
Yeah, they got him out there with bottle caps and jacks out there calling plays.
It's like Shador Sanders. Hey, they said Shador Sanders was grabbing the ball boys.
Yeah.
So just imagine when I was a ball boy. Me and Lane Kiffin running routes.
And nobody there to. Hey, I got you.
They said that he would just tell the ball boys, stand right here so I can work on my accuracy. And then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, you starting.
The ball boy was like, thank you, cool. What number am I wearing?
Hey, we did it.
You a fifth round pick. The ball boy's like, do I get a tip?
Yeah, what number am I wearing?
One final break. We'll wrap up Old School after this.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're wrapping up Old School. Final segment brought to you by Love Volleyball, not Omaha, but Love Volleyball, Nebraska.
Jay, we need to stand up for our people. Like this is the thing we need to share for our fans and family. The Upside Bar and Lounge, longtime friends and family of the Ticket.
27th and Pine Lake.
27th and Pine Lake. Go stop by. Elena, who again, owner. Shared a video, several videos, with somebody that went into the bar, saw an open bar, a bottle of liquor on the bar, and just decided to snatch it while nobody was looking and put it in her pants and walk out the back door. And she shared the video. Now, Jay, it takes a different level of human to just walk in, sit down at the bar, look for an open bottle, shove it in your pants, and walk out the door.
You know, that you talk about returning a punt. That's the equivalent of, you ever see those TikToks where they show the guy that's in trouble for being late when he comes home, and there's like, you're on the road at Florida State and they do the war chant and the intensity, the screen starts shaking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, you gotta be at the bar. You sit down there smooth as a baby's butt and say, you know what? Let me just try this. Then you get it. Look the bartender in the face, read the body language. Oh, you know what? That drink, don't worry about it. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm out.
Pack the purse. Yeah. Deuces. So if you get a chance, jump on Facebook, look at the Upside, see the video. If you know the young lady, help Upside out. They need to know who this person is. Shame on them. Shame.
It probably had to be in there and case the joint, right? I mean, do you just walk down? You just walk it down on 27th and wherever? They be like, all right, man, I'm going to go in there and just.
I mean, there are people playing darts right next to her.
Yeah.
And then to shove it down your pants.
Gotta walk it out somehow.
Hey, man. Hey,
man. You gotta have a little limp. Oh, man, I pulled my cap.
People.
It be your own sometimes. Come on, Lincoln.
It really does be your own.
I thought Lincoln was better than that.
Yeah.
Guess not. That'll do it for a great show here. Big thanks again to Love Volleyball Nebraska for sponsoring our final segment of things. Big thanks to the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese for sponsoring Old School. All 3 hours of it now, weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m., except for Tuesdays, 5 to 6 on Tuesdays, reserved for our great friends over at PMIT. It's the Ash in the building with a couple special guests. She'll let you know
amigos.
Who they are. Amigos! How about that?
Amigos in the house.
It's a sad day when the Amigos location on campus closed. Well, I did my part to keep them in business.
Oh, I know you did.
I tried. Oh, well. Hey, Ash and the Amigos team coming up next on Teammates Time Out.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.